Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, June 18th. Today on Forbes, COVID led to a record year for funding infectious disease companies. Will that continue? The COVID-19 pandemic ravaged many parts of the economy, but in one sector, the pandemic led to an influx of cash. Venture capital funding for infectious disease companies reached an all-time high in 2020 at $2.9 billion, according to an analysis conducted by PitchBook for Forbes. There were also a record number of new deals. 155 new deals were made, an 80% increase compared to a decade ago. Companies that focus on infectious disease, whether developing vaccines, antibiotics, or other therapeutics, have been historically underfunded. While oncology startups like Grail and Tempus raked in billions, and direct-to-consumer brands like Roe and Hims became unicorns, many infectious disease companies in years past struggled to get even a fraction of the same backing. Glenn Rockman, founder and managing partner at Adjuvant Capital, says that part of the reason infectious disease companies have faced a chronic cash shortage is simple math. Drugs for cancer and heart disease can have much higher price tags than a new antibiotic that might sit on the shelf as a last resort treatment. Despite past obstacles, COVID-19 completely changed how investors view infectious disease companies. Andrew Nerlinger, a venture capital investor, says, quote, "What you're seeing is the emergence of a new market." He credits much of the new investment to familiarity. "You invest in what you understand," he says, "and now everyone understands firsthand the devastating impact of a global pandemic." While the pandemic-era venture funding has been a boon to companies, it's unclear how long it will last. The data from PitchBook shows that funding in infectious disease companies has mostly increased over the past 20 years, but it doesn't always correlate with world events. For full coverage, check out Leah Rosenbaum's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.